on vibrational levels. Right. We prefer that you stay awake.
Especially if they're on camera.
It's a bit, especially then. It's a bit like meditation. When you meditate and you fall asleep, the meditation is not as beneficial to you because you weren't consciously aware of the lifting of your vibration. So it doesn't help you make a new set point in the way it does if you are consciously awake. So it's sort of the same thing, but there are no requirements here.
But everyone's stream has gotten moving. It is moving faster as a result of being here on
the ship. Maybe, but to say that, an environment of strong contrast is what's responsible for the faster moving stream. Remember, it's the contrast and the asking that makes the stream go faster. It's the alignment and allowing that brings you up to speed with the stream. So sometimes what you're describing as getting up to speed feels like, in other words, many people think as they go through the gamut of the processes that we have spewed and continue to spew, that the process is what makes things happen. In other words, I'm going to do this process in order to create. That's how I make it happen. And we say, you've already made it happen through the sifting of contrast. These processes are what puts you in the place of allowing what's already happened to be discovered by you. In other words, you getting into the vortex where it's already done is what these processes are all about. But in order to understand that, you first have to get it that everything that manifests is first manifested vibrationally. And that's sort of hard for people. Scientists don't want to talk about that. They only want to talk about what's already manifested, what's documented, what a lot of people can look at and see. And we want you to understand that if you can accept the existence of your vibrational reality, which is what this vortex is that we're talking about, if you can accept the existence of it, and if you can deliberately try to tune yourself to it, the manifestations will be showing up in your life all over the place. If you don't accept the vibrational pre-paving of all things, then we can understand how this conversation might seem a little screwy. People really mean, I'll believe it when I see it. And we say, well, that's just regurgitation. That's not creating. I'll believe it when I see it. And so that's why creation moves forward rather slowly among the inhabitants of this planet, because so many, the majority, are offering the majority of their vibration in response to what they are observing. But then you find someone you revere, like a Steve Jobs, who imagined something that didn't exist. He saw something that could be, even though it was not. There are so many pioneers who did not have to see it in order to believe it. They believed something that was not until it had to be, you see. And you say, oh, that's amazing. What good fortune to be in on the ground floor of those things. And we say, they weren't in on the ground floor. They created the ground floor. They created it. It was in their vortex. But once you start realizing that all things are possible, then you become a little more free-flowing in the way you allow your thoughts to flow. You don't ask others what they think. They'll drag you right out of the vortex every time because most of them have got to see it to believe it. And if you're believing something that you can't see, they have a straitjacket in just your size somewhere for you. They will mock you and call you fantasiful, and they don't realize that you are visionary. They think you are delusional because you see things that they can't see. And so you want to say, delusional is the new reality. People around the planet saying, it is not prudent to be optimistic. And we say, it's prudent. Because in that optimism, all of that abundance will shower down around you. And in that pessimism, you hold yourself off with the prudent ones. Enough?
Hello, Abraham. Have you been putting something in our drinks?
Yes.
I knew
it. A little well-being. A sprinkle of optimism.